The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever lost something really expensive and think, I'm never getting this back? But then you do?
Oh.
They return it. Let's talk about the Good Samaritan this Thursday morning. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so here's the story. I was late to an event that I was about to DJ. I never miss events. I got a phone call at 6:17. I was supposed to be there at 6:15. So, of course, I'm freaking out. So, I fly down there to the arena. They tell me, park in the player parking lot. So, you can literally just come right into the arena. So, I go down there. I park in the player parking lot. Slam my door. I go running through security. Security knows me, so they're not going to stop me. I'm running, and my backpack is open. And flies out.
So, it flies out in the player?
A parking lot?
No, it's in the arena, in the back part of the arena, like the staging area. So I'm like scrambling to pick everything up, and I thought I got everything. I run into the lounge that I'm DJing in. I start DJing. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and the security guard comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, is this yours? And I looked at it closely, and then I was like, oh, that's a microphone, a digital microphone, a really expensive digital microphone. He was like, yeah, I watched you drop everything on the camera, and I found this. He's like, I figured I should bring it back to you. Thank you very much, sir.
Shout out to that guy and your secondhand embarrassment. You know what I'm saying?
I swear, you know every one of the security was like, come here, look at this.
Watch this. Drop everything.
Watch this.
I like how in the story, security's not going to stop you. The only person who's going to stop you is you.
Oh, it's even better, because at the time when my bag opened, my pants were falling down because I didn't have a belt on.
Dude,
so it was like a whole just display of stupidity.
Your butt all over the security camera. You didn't even have to tell me that part as your wife. I already knew. I was like, I bet you anything his ass was just out over the camera.
Sometimes DJs are going to DJ, and that's what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It's so good that you got that back. I just started thinking about embarrassing things that have happened on camera before. Producer Chewy said that he fell in a room all by himself. Right?
Oh, my God.
He's like, nobody saw me. Well, a week later, everybody noticed from the security camera, same thing. They're all laughing at him because he's just sprawled out on the floor.
The worst thing I've ever done is I walked into a revolving door.
No!
Yes, dude.
You got to watch that yourself on camera,
bro.
Do that?
And I had like the front part of my hat hit first.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm pretty sure, honestly, I think I got CTE. You know, I'm going to say a little bit. But yeah, no, that was the worst thing I ever did.
Well, with CTE and all, if you're able, can you give us National Day, Anthony A?
let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Pasta Day. Yes, dude. Today, Olive Garden offering a never-ending pasta bowl, too. And is there anything that makes me happier than pasta?
I don't know. I just made chicken spaghetti.
Oh,
probably
hello.
One of my favorite meals. Not Italian, but very delicious.
I like it with like a little lemon zest chicken pasta.
I literally put lemon pepper in my chicken spaghetti.
I hate it.
Love the chicken spaghetti.
Oh, I like that, but not with any lemon in it.
Ew. Speaking of zest, it's National Spirit Day, supporting the LGBTQ+ youth community, you know, promoting their acceptance, and we're also taking a stand towards bullying, dog. So
yeah, let's do it.
Accept everybody for who they are.
I thought you were going to celebrate the Spirit Halloween stores. Oh. Okay, I like this better.
We'll wrap it up on National Forgive an Ex Day.
Do you forgive an ex, Anthony?
Yes, I forgive multiple exes for two bad gifts. The one who gave me the ugly black and yellow flannel, it's just something I wouldn't wear.
It feels like a B. Chola vibe.
Yeah, it was. It was weird. It was like
DJ
weird.
Automatic, you want to forgive an ex?
Nah.
You're so bad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You have taste buds in your butt.
What?
Oh, so one of my good friends is going through IVF because she can't get pregnant on her own. And so she had me looking up different articles about fertility. And this has to do with procreation. The reason we have these taste receptors there is because of fertility issues.
Oh, okay.
Which is why when you eat something spicy, when you eat something like chile, you get that burning sensation.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the taste receptors reacting. Now, they're different.
Well, they're not
the
taste buds
mouth.
Then.
They're taste receptors.
Well, you can't taste anything.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, I think that's what that sensation is. You're tasting it.
It is 100%.
You're tasting it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
When it burns coming in, it burns going out. Same
but
thing.
It's linked differently than our mouths to the brain. Mm. But it's the exact same thing.
I think the same receptors are fine. Right.
As so the now, same taste receptor. Oh, you also have taste receptors on your testes.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Definitely never tasted anything through that.
Mm. I can't say the same.
This would also explain for like why, I guess
we're
a decade,
married, by the way,
we've been experimenting with eating it like groceries, to quote the great
maybe so.
And there's taste buds down there, so it understands why for some people it's pleasurable.
If you could taste something, what would it be?
A banana type of flavoring, but more of like a puree style. Like, I want the consistency of a bidet, the water that comes from the bidet. That's what I'm looking for when I'm searching for.
So it's just normal water.
But like a banana flavoring.
You said but, like a banana flavor.
So you want banana flavored water.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds disgusting.
That'll be injected like a bidet.
Yeah. Okay. Dude,
you'll
like
be getting that later at the nursing home.
Almost like a coconut water, if you may.
Proud of you for keeping it light. First of all, this is the weirdest thing we've ever talked about. Second,
it's not weird. I didn't know. This is science. Automatic. This okay. is science,
it's Mother
sir.
Nature, brother.
Second
it.
Is all I can think of is Jim Carrey talking with his butt.
46 vaccines. It's too many.
And to answer your question, if I have to taste something with my butt, I'm going to go with a popsicle because it's going to melt there.
Oh, I don't know. I could think of other reasons you might go.
That's wild. You went full Jan 6.
No, we're not doing that. I didn't say that. We're just tasting it.
They just tasted it.
When I read this, you understand this all has to do with the importance of fertility.
No, explain right now because I was just trying to explore.
It kind of has to do with what Anthony was saying with the groceries and everything else. We've just evolved past that.
Okay.
That's why they're in those areas, the mouth, but the testes, that's why the taste buds are there.
I got to ask you, how did you figure this out and who conducted this test?
I didn't figure it out, okay? Scientists figured this out over a century ago and since have been testing mice, humans, and whatnot. Mice actually have their favorite flavor when it comes to that part of their body.
What is it?
Umami.
What the hell is umami?
It's sweet and sour.
More sour than sweet, if you ask me.
Ew.
Oh, and full circle, after all this research, my friend's expecting her first baby.
Oh,
I know. Happy ending.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Forgiving an ex is important, except when we're talking about bad gifts.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But when you give somebody a gift, you deserve no forgiveness whatsoever.
Sometimes, you know, you think you're giving a good gift, and sometimes you end up giving a woman workout equipment and workout gear because she said she loved Nike Dry Fit.
What? Wait, you know what she's gonna think? That you think she's fat?
That's exactly what she thought.
Oh my!
That's
God.
Exactly what she thought.
But she said she wanted it. Didn't she?
She said she wanted it. I thought I was being thoughtful. And the moment you give somebody a bad gift, you could see it in their face.
Of course.
The moment she opened up the little Dick's Sporting Good box.
How dare you?
Wait a minute. You left it in the
Dick's.
Hey,
part of the situation, Dana, is I also had some credit points over there. All right? You know.
You returned some sneakers.
You had star credit.
I had $80.
Unforgivable.
$80 already.
Unforgivable.
I'm going to just tell you, see what happens when you listen to women? If you wouldn't listen, you would have never gotten her that bad gift.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Is that why you don't listen to me automatic?
What'd you say?
You know what? I don't know about this gift here. I think this is partially why I'm married to the love of my life now, DJ Automatic. But once upon a time, I was in a previous relationship. I was married. And I remember that I got this gift from this person. Nice man. It was an elastic watch, like the kind your grandma wears. You know what I'm talking about.
The CVS
ones,
dog.
Yes, CVS
dude,
elastic
watch. I remember those. My
watch.
Grandpa used to wear those.
He gave you that as a present?
Yes, and a poncho from the side of the road.
What? You were dating a homeless man. That's crazy.
No, I think he pictured me as a homeless lady.
I was going to say, did he get that from Goodwill?
It was the side of the road. It's unforgivable. Unforgivable.
Well, I've gotten some bad gifts too then, okay? First of all, for some reason, every woman I've ever been with has given me a robe. That includes you, Dana.
Where is that robe I gave you?
Not in my closet because I don't wear robes.
Do you ever think you're giving off robe vibes?
I must give off robe vibes because I think what happens is that women don't know what to buy a guy and they're like,
That's not true.
I'll just get him a robe.
That's not true. You're a sassy bitch. We stay at fancy hotels. You put on those little house shoes and that mother trucking robe. Don't play. All right, line two. Have you ever been given a crappy gift by an ex?
I feel like I've gotten a gift, but recent-ish was my ex-boyfriend, and it was for Christmas. And all he got me was a shirt from Pretty Little Things that was It was
what?
Like a basic. Yes. I mean, he's bought me nice things always, but for some reason, this Christmas, he just was, oh, I forgot to buy the matching bottoms, but here's the top. Never bought me the bottoms. Nothing. Just the top. That was it.
But the fact that, Grant, you know what it costs to Pretty Little Things, and it's not about the money, but it's about the thought. He didn't remember the bottoms, and we know he didn't spend that much money at Pretty Little Things. You know what I'm saying? No. Which are cute clothes, but it's fast fashion. That's why he's an ex. That's why he's out the picture.
Was that the last Christmas you guys spent together?
You know what?
Boom, that is it. The writing on the wall, dog. Ladies, once you get that little shirt from Pretty Little Things, hey, start packing the stuff. Get ready.
How are you going to get half an outfit?
You're going to have to get your own bottoms, girl.
How you get half an outfit? Okay, what did you get him?
I think I got him, like, essentials.
Are you talking, like, Fear of God essentials?
Yeah.
Were you hurt deep inside when you only got half an outfit from Pretty Little Things?
Yeah, but I was like, it's okay. I'm grateful.
Dang, we women gotta fake everything, even liking gifts. Damn.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can actually eat the super moon that's happening today. We'll tell you how in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday is the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Exciting first hashtag. New FTC rule says click to cancel, which means it's going to be way easy to cancel that subscription or membership that you sign up for at retail stores or gyms or other businesses. It'll be just as easy to say, I'm out, as it was for them to get you in.
I can already see Spirit moving into every Planet Fitness there is.
Automatic, how many times did we try to get out of that gym membership? It wasn't Planet Fitness, by the way. Shout out Planet Fitness. I have good friends that are members there. But I don't remember what gym it was, but it took us 3 months to get out of our membership, and we never went
to
work out.
They make it impossible to get out of anything.
Because nothing's worse than accidentally getting hit with a subscription charge. Oh, I hate when I see that one coming. And I want them.
Spent that money on something else.
Yes, I want them to take it to the next level. Can we also get these places to return my money the same day? As soon as you could take my money, I want my money back.
I just noticed I never get my money back from those things when you said that. I need my money back. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Today is the super moon, and for today and today only, Krispy Kreme has the super moon super donut. It's an unglazed donut. It has cookies on it. It looks like a moon.
You kind of lost with unglazed donut, dude. What are we doing here, Krispy Kreme? Stay in your pocket. Unglazed?
But it's got cream in it. And it's got Oreos.
Cookies on top of it to make it look like an actual moon.
Nah, I'm not here for it, dog. I'm not here for it.
I'm here for the energy of the super moon. I've had trouble sleeping, but I am also taking in the fact that it's good energy.
Let me tell you. So my dogs, they're in the backyard, okay? They don't hear me coming because I went through the back gate. And my dog is creepy, just looking at the moon. And he's just locked in, just staring at it. And I'm like, hey, bro. And like, it freaked him out. But it was weird. It was like he was worshiping the moon or something.
Yeah. I wonder if he was just upset about unglazed donuts. I was like, why are you doing this, Krispy Kreme?
National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with National Forgiven X Day. And I'll start with Krispy Kreme. I forgive y'all. You're coming out with this unglazed donut. It's okay.
Why are you
it's
so
good.
Upset by that?
Because I just want to stay in your lane, bro. Anyway, you know what? Forgiving is what I'm working
on. I like the stuffing of the donut anyway better than what's on top of it.
I bet you do like stuffing, dude.
She likes my stuffing.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. True story. No.
All right. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up on National Pasta Day.
Now, here we go. Here's something we can all discuss. Let's throw the dietary restrictions out the window.
Oh, yeah.
I love chicken spaghetti. I make this homemade chicken spaghetti. It has nothing to do with Italy. It's freaking amazing. And you know you love
it
automatically.
It's delicious. It's my favorite pasta.
Also, my homemade fideo.
Fideo's a tricky one for me. It is.
Not my favorite pasta, but I'll eat it.
Oh, I love it.
I'm good for like a bowl of it, you know? But me personally, I need me some Cajun chicken linguine Alfredo.
I like any kind of spicy in my pasta, and I hate saying this, but I love calamari too.
What does that got to do with pasta?
Because I feel so bad for the octopus when it's in my
pasta. What are you doing?
Because they're such smart animals. But they're so delicious,
but
too.
But you eat the ceviche. With you eat all that.
Thanks.
He asked for extra pulpo with a ceviche.
Save the octopuses, y'all.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, today we're starting with some very tough news. Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, sadly passed away yesterday. Now, moments before, a 911 call from the hotel he was staying in, management was asking for help, claiming a man was either on drugs or alcohol, was destroying his room, also stating there was a balcony, so there was concern. Moments later, unfortunately, Liam was on the ground. They pronounced him dead on the scene. Now, he had been very open about his struggles with addiction for years. As someone who's had family members struggle with alcoholism, I know how difficult this can be. Just know we're here if you ever need to talk about anything. Now, Anthony, do we have any birthdays today?
We have Wyclef Jean celebrating his birthday, Queen Naja, and a new grandpa, Eminem, celebrating his birthday as well.
Drop bombs.
All right, so my girl Selena Gomez gave a homeless man $20. She was leaving Nobu, which is one of the most expensive sushi spots in the world. She stops and takes pictures with fans, signs autographs, and his homeless guy approached her and said, "Hey, do you have any money?" She said to her assistant, "Give him some money," gave him $20, and then she said to him, "Have a good meal." Not at Nobu.
Not at Nobu.
Can't even get you a glass of water.
You can't even enjoy the air at Nobu for that, dog.
Breathing air is $100 at Nobu.
Shout out to the homeless guy, though, for thinking on his toes and waiting outside of an expensive restaurant.
And
shout out
to Selena Gomez for giving him money, because I see so many people who lack empathy nowadays and like, "I'm not giving a homeless person money. Go to work like me."
See, okay, I'm not against giving people money, but him posting up outside of Nobu, like you said, that's a great way to do it. I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't come with him.
Why?
Because
if you're going to be a homeless person, you might as well be one with a little bit of cash on you. Why would you want to be a broke
everybody walking out of that restaurant has extra money.
I never carry cash.
What do you want them to have? A QR code? What do you want? You want a Zelda's person?
I don't want to give them anything.
Here's what I'm saying, though.
Automatic, you trying to pretend like you so hard right now. I have seen you give homeless people on the side of the street $20, $30 at a time.
But that's somebody who really needs it. I hate the guys that are out there just hustling. And like, because I
have. We're all hustling. We're hustling.
One time when I was in seventh grade, I had a homeless person come up to me. He had no shoes on. And he was like, "Hey, man, I don't have any money. I need to get some meal." And I had like $3 left with me. I gave him my $3. It made me feel so proud. Later that day, I saw that man when my dad was picking me up from school. And I was like, "Hey, Dad, I gave that guy my lunch money today so he could get something to eat." And he was like, "Oh, okay." Later that week, my dad sees that guy at the ATM.
What?
And confronted him and told him. He was like, "You took my son's lunch money and you're here at the ATM?" And then he went home and told me that story. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little jaded by that.
That's some good public school activities right there, dude.
I know. I feel bad
your middle
for you.
Is the trap.
Are you okay with giving homeless people money? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B's being attacked by MIA, this woman. And we'll tell you why, but first, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Queen Naja celebrating her birthday, and the one, the only, Eminem celebrating her birthday as well.
MIA, who hasn't been on the music scene in a minute, but had one of the biggest hits of all time. Says that Cardi B, Ice Spice, and artists like them are ruining the music industry by crossing the line. She compares their image to pornography, saying that OnlyFans and music do not belong together, and doesn't like what they represent.
I don't see anything controversial about that statement.
I do, when we've been seeing men portray women in this light for I don't know, thousands of years.
So you're trying to say that women are trying to own the light that men have put them in?
I'm not trying to say it. I'm not trying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I agree with you on that.
You didn't complain when all the other videos of the women in the background were happening automatic. You just see it now that women are owning their own sexuality. Now there's a problem.
No, I feel like there's this like female rap agenda that's been going on for like the past 5 years from the music labels, and that they've been trying to over-sexualize women at any cost.
Whether it's just now?
No, but I feel like they pitted women against women to do it. I don't feel like it's benefiting women in general.
I completely disagree with you. I just said that these images have been portrayed in music, not just rap.
You go back,
for
though,
decades
like,
and decades where women are half naked and whatever, and now the women are owning their own sexuality, making their own money, not the men behind them, and now everybody has a problem with it, and I'm sorry, it's wrong.
MIA is like a known feminist. Why would she be coming out against this if it was not true?
Because wrong.
Women love to hate on other women.
Anthony, and unfortunately, it's because we have so few positions that we feel Like, we have to fight one another to claim that position. MIA is an artist who hasn't been on the scene in a very long time.
Yep.
Do I want to get naked and put myself out there? And no, but that's not my thing. I'm not going to hold Cardi B back or Ice Spice back or Dua Lipa, who also does the same thing.
Do you want your daughter to get out there and do the same thing?
I want
thing?
My daughter to do whatever my daughter sees fit. I'm not going to sit here and tell her what to do and what not to do. Do I hope she aspires to do this? No. But if those are her choices, then I support her.
And bro, it's nothing new. This goes back. Like, my mom raised me on Salt and Pepper and like Madonna music. And that's all about that's owning your sexuality.
That's pretty mild compared to Ice Spice and Cardi B at this point.
Dude,
you're kidding, right? Madonna was topless.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well,
this is
I was thinking of Salt and Pepper. I wasn't thinking of Madonna.
The vilification of women of color and rap is what this is about. And I'm just tired of it. So ladies, let's support one another's choices and stop being so judgmental toward one another.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I can't be the only person who ever stole a towel from a hotel.
Oh.
But I stopped doing it. So I was talking to Automatic, my husband here, and Anthony A. about this habit that I had. And I feel like I had to pay dearly for it in karmic value.
Damn.
When you steal, something will be stolen from you.
Before we get to the flip side of the karma, let's get to the genesis of the problem, Dana Cortez. What started your, thievery of hotel towels, and why did you do this from such a young age?
The fact that they're better than the ones I had at my house.
Oh, there it is.
A fluffy white towel was like, I can take one of these.
Do you remember the first time you looked at a towel at a hotel, and you're like, you know what, that's coming home with me.
It was first a washcloth, and then it was a hand towel, I thought, well, I need the bath towel.
And now you're a full-fledged thief.
You're a thief.
Now you're a thief. It starts with one hand towel. Next thing you know, you're taking coffee makers. Come on, Dana Cortez.
I never took a coffee maker.
No wonder I married you, because my dad used to do this when we were little. We'd go to Vegas. And I would always feel so ashamed, because he'd be like, those are some nice towels. And I see him stuff them in his bag. And I'd be like, Dad. And he was like, don't worry about it. I paid for the room. Okay, bud?
Ashamed of it. I bet you used those towels.
I'm sure I did. But I didn't know at the time. I still felt like shame for the fact that I knew he was stealing.
I felt shame because I paid for it at karmic value. After a while, I did this for quite some time, and then somebody took my purse with the only cash I had in it, and I feel like I was paying back the thief gods. Because you can't do that. If you steal, someone will steal from you.
Then brought me that microphone back that we talked about earlier this morning.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's because had I not wanted to steal, that microphone probably would have walked away.
If you want
to
towel police, laying law down.
And I admit right now that Automatic's the one that stopped me from stealing the towels. He said, stop taking the goddamn towels, Dana.
I feel like it's such a trashy move. It's like when people think
it's not nice, Automatic. It's not nice. It is what it is, though. Dana, as a person who comes from a similar background, I had the same joy when I went to a hotel for the first
time. Thank you, Anthony.
And I was like, whoa, and I can still hear my mom saying, don't you touch anything because they'll take away my deposit.
Oh.
And that kept me on the straight and narrow my whole life.
Dude, who else I hate? People who steal condiments.
Oh.
Because when we owned a restaurant, do you know how many bottles of ketchup I had to replace?
Yeah.
You don't want to look in Anthony A's glove box. All the Chipotle napkins, all the Chipotle
sauces
and knives.
Of a variety.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.